This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the end of financial year is this week, which means we're going to get used to some changes as of the 1st of July, one of which, around health insurance. I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So what can we expect around healthcare when it comes to the new financial year?
If you're turning 31 this year, what you need to know is that if you're earning above $90,000 a year or $180,000 for families, if you don't have private hospital cover, then you'll have to pay a minimum of $900 in extra taxes for the Medicare levy surcharge.
Wow. So that's on top of what they would already be paying?
Yep. That's right. Extra taxes.
Okay. That seems a little bit steep. Why does that come in?
Well, it's always been in, but if you're earning above the threshold and you don't have private hospital cover, then you can't avoid it this year. But you might want to think about taking it out, and you might want to do the sums of what it will cost you. The thing is that each year that you don't take it out from age 30, it's going to be another 2% on that's added onto your premium. So if you turn 31 during the past year and you don't have private health insurance, then the next year it'll be plus 2%. And then if you don't take it out till you're 40, then you're going to be paying an extra $1,440 per year. So 2 years ago, some insurers started to offer the premium discounts on the hospital cover of 2% for each year that a person is aged under 30 when they first purchase health cover. So the discount went up to a maximum of $10,000 for 18 to 25-year-olds, and it reduced as they grew older. So 8% for 26-year-olds, 6% for 27-year-olds, 4% for 28-year-old, and 22% for a 29-year-old. But once you get to 40, you could pay an extra 20% on the cover per year for the 10 years. And if you wait till you're 50, you could pay an extra 40% more. The maximum that can ever be applied is 70%. But once you've paid the extra loading for the 10 years of continuous cover, then it's cut out and you pay what everyone else would be paying.
Right, okay. So what do we get for this extra money then?
Well, I guess the extra money, it's up to you. So, you know, other people have done calculations and they've worked out that, you know, on average, if you're a 30-year-old, to get hospital cover, it's probably going to cost you $1,200 a year. And depending, you might want extras and so on. If you put that $1,200 aside and you save it each year, you could, you know, not be making any claims, and you could, you've got a risk, of course, in case something does happen. But if you invest it yourself, maybe you're earning enough so that in 10 years time you've compounded it and you've got a bigger pool in case anything does happen. It is a risk, of course, but you might feel that paying the $1,200 a year is also a risk that you're never going to use it. So you've got to be really conscious of what the cost is. And if you're going to choose not to pay for health insurance and you're going to put the money aside, then you really have to be disciplined in putting some money aside so that if something does happen, you do have the money to pay out for hospital cover.
But of course, if you're not paying for that private health insurance, your Medicare levy is also there and going up.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, you're taking a risk, but, you know, some people have worked out that they think that they can afford to take that risk. I'm not sure. I've got private health insurance myself, but, you know, it's up to each individual, and as long as you're conscious of the different rules and things that will apply, then maybe you're okay with it.
And I guess the other flip side is when it comes to public health insurance like Medicare, you never know what's going to be changed, what's going to be cut, and with the public health system, how busy it gets, it's a bit of a safety net for a lot of people having that private cover.
It is a bit of a safety net, and it just, you know, it's a comfort to know that it's there if you do need it. But, you know, this extra amount is only going to kick in if you're earning over $90,000 a year for a single and $180,000 for a family.
And I guess it's a good reminder that not a lot of people do earn greater than $90,000 in Australia, when the median wage is, I think, 30 grand less than that, just off the top of my head. So
it is quite a bit less than that, yeah. Mm. And especially as you're younger and maybe you haven't hit your strides in what you can eventually earn. So, you know, it's just food for thought. You know, it might be a good idea to get private health cover now and be locked in, or, you know, maybe you want to risk it and wait.
Mm. And of course, yeah, the sooner the better for signing up to private health insurance, but I guess this is a conversation to inspire you to look into it if you haven't got yet, just to see what it can do for you.
The other thing is that, you know, there's been talk about having kids last on your health insurance past 25 up to age 31. So, you know, that's still waiting to go through, but if that does, then that's a good thing also.
Well, Julia, we're just out of time, but thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast. Almost forgot the name.